Topic 54. Failure. 1. It is a serious waste of time for a disciple to ponder upon a failure or to fear failing. There is no such thing as failure. There can only be loss of time. That in itself is serious these days of dire world need. But the disciple must inevitably someday make good and retrieve his past failures. I need not point out that we learn by failure, for that is a well-known truth and is known as such by all who are attempting to live as souls. Nor need the disciple sorrow over the failures, apparent or real, of his fellow disciples. The sense of time produces glamour and disappointment, whereas the work goes truly forward, and a lesson learned by failure acts as a safeguard for the future. Thus it leads to rapid growth. An honest disciple may be momentarily glamoured, but in the long run nothing can really deter him. What are a few brief years in a comparative cycle of eons? What is a second of time in a span of man's allotted 70 years? To the individual disciple they appear most important. To the onlooking soul they seem as nothing at all. For the world, perhaps, a temporary failure may connote delay in expected help. But that again is brief, and help will come from other sources, for the plan goes unerringly forward. From a treatise on white magic, pages 634 through 635. 2. The emergence of emotional conditions or of glamour in your life expression need not necessarily indicate failure. There is only failure if there is identification with these astral conditions and a succumbing to old rhythms. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 88. 3. Recognize failure, if it is there, but then, with a face lifted to the light and a smile upon your lips, turn your back upon such failure and go with steadfastness forward. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 366. 4. The only regret that is justifiable is based on failure to learn the lessons of failure. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 604. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 732.